Today's episode is brought to you by Smoked Honey. For those of you over the age of 21 who live in California, or if you're going to be visiting California or possibly even moving there, we got to tell you about Smoked Honey Liquid Gold. If you like weed, herb, ganja, whatever you call it, Smoked Honey's cartridges are a favorite amongst the Gas Digital team here for a reason. Smoked Honey produces the highest quality distillate products. These are the best tasting and highest potency products available in the world. Smoked Honey cartridges are built for incredibly smooth, easy hits with that signature Smoked Honey flavor. They also have incredible darts to dab. So if you like to dab, you just squeeze a little bit of the dab out of the dart onto your dab rig. You can cook with it. You can put it on a snack. It tastes delicious. They did all the science so you guys can just enjoy your smoke. We're big fans of Smoked Honey, so if you're living in California, you should absolutely pick some up. They are hands down the best concentrates available. I love them. They're sponsoring this show. They're sponsoring me for the fight. They sponsor Skankfest. Smoked Honey, they're friends of the network. We love them. So please pick up some Smoked Honey at your local head shop or from your local delivery service in California. All right, let's get into the show.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
No, he's not ready. He's not ready for anything that he's doing here. Yeah. Harrington fucking sucks. It's fine.
For those of you that want to know what we're all about,
he really knows how or why he works so
what
hard.
The fuck
it
happened
seems
now?
Like he's never got time because he writes every
it's
note.
It's the ghost of fucking the Gas Digital Studios, right? He keeps
like
that fucking
in his mind. It's like a design is written in his
never
head.
Never mind it, because I wanted to add up all the things he was talking about. So this is Fort Minor, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. Okay, pause it now.
200%.
That is 200%. Yeah, he did go a little bit far. He's putting in a lot, though. He's putting in 200%. That's the same bonus you get at Bet DSI.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal. So this is a BetDSI sponsored song, basically. 10% is luck, 20% is skill, 15% is concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure,
50,
and 50% pain. 50% pain, okay. Then 100% reason to remember their name.
200%.
That's 200%. That is undeniably 200%. This is like a bit on every like, because I'm a basic bitch. I'll admit that. I'm the first one to admit it. I'm a basic biatch.
Why not?
Right? I am. It's fine. So what I do is when I try to get motivated for fights, I just simply type in to like my fight training. Spotify. I'll just type in fight motivation and then I'll pull up all those playlists.
That's not basic. That's smart.
That's a basic bitch shit, though. It's not even like, I'm not even like tapping into my own personal motivation
and
shit.
It's just all his friends' comedy albums.
What's a good fight motivation song? Because I'm training for this fight now and I got to get myself. I almost stopped the other day. And then Eminem picked me up. I almost didn't want to go out the other day. And I was like, dude, I was running the stairs and I was about to hit the stairs. I was like, dude, I don't want to do this. I was like, I could just stop. I'm not with anybody. Nobody's watching me right now. I already took my Instagram video. I can just go home. Nobody will fucking know any better.
And then all of a sudden, through those headphones, my tea's gotten cold. I'm wondering why. Get out of bed at home.
No, that's not the song. That wasn't the song, Zach. All right. It was fucking... I'm going to tell you right now which song it was. And then I'm going to have Harrington fucking play it. I think it's Till I Collapse.
I knew that's what it was.
It's Till I Collapse because he talks to you in the beginning of it. Play the beginning of that fucking song.
Shit is hard.
And he's, I'm telling you right now, this is what came on. It was a fucking moment. I was like, wow, dude, music. Right, doggy?
Hell yeah.
Music will fucking get you going, baby.
But sometimes you just need the fight motivation playlist so you don't have to think about what the fuck.
Right. I don't need to fucking go through my Rolodex of songs to figure out what's going to motivate me. So this was it, dude. I'm fucking jogging to the park. It's 8 in the morning. I'm like, this fucking sucks, dude. Ah, there's a heat wave last week. It's like 95 degrees every single day. Humid as shit. And I don't want to do it. And I'm thinking right now as I'm jogging, I was like, dude, my feet are heavy. I don't want to do this. At all.
Palms are sweaty.
And then I'm still running. I'm like, you know what? I'm really thinking about going home now.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
I do.
But when you feel weak, you feel like you want to just give up.
I'm listening.
But you gotta search within you. Try to find that inner strength and just pull that shit out of you. And get that motivation to not give up and not be a quitter. No matter how bad you want to just fall flat on your face.
You're right, man.
So I collapse.
And he spoke to me. And I was like, fuck this, doggy. I'm hitting those steps, and I hit them harder than I've ever hit them. Right now, if you're listening to this show, it's Monday morning, bitch. It's 8 o'clock. You're in your car, right? You're on your way to work. You know, you're not on your way to work because you quit your fucking job 2 weeks ago because I told you to quit your job. You're getting high right now. You're getting some fucking head by some sluts. Smack her in the fucking face. Get off me, bitch. Put your fucking sweatpants on. Throw your sneakers on. Go hit your local stairs. Be a fucking rattlesnake today. Hit those fucking stairs. Hashtag of the day. Hit those stairs. Boom, put it up.
I'm flying like a dinosaur.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I like to motivate as we open every show. That's what I do. Zach Amico's back in studio. Happy to have... Keep it on, baby. Zach Amico's back in studio. Happy to have you back, my friend. You're a movie star. I've been watching all your Instagram activity. It's awesome, dude. Everything you're doing is great. I'm pretty sure your career is over after this, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's all right. We gave up on having traditional careers a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now we're about to take the fuck over.
Yeah.
Very happy to have you back, Zach Amico. What do you got to plug real quick?
Just Twitter and Instagram, at Zach is not funny. That'll do.
Petey Dia Brew is in the motherfucking house.
Yo, we here, man. You can catch me tonight, Cityside Comedy, 8:30 p.m., Boston, Massachusetts.
Is that tonight as in Sunday or Monday?
Monday.
Monday. Oh, good. All right. I'm sorry, man.
Come on, man. You know your intelligence rubs off on me.
You were being all magical and shit, and I fucked it up.
Yo,
you were being all magical. He was being all fucking magical and on point, and I fucked it up. I'm a bitch. Basic bitch. Did you put the hashtag of the day up, Harrington?
Working on it now.
Hit those fucking stairs, man. Did the concrete crack?
Those stairs.
When you were running up those stairs, did you feel the concrete?
Doggy, I felt magma underneath my fucking feet, dude, because I crushed through to the center of the earth.
You might have caused a tsunami on the other side of the world.
Killed Asians like a motherfucker. Murdering Asians when I run the stairs. You're lucky hashtag of the day has hit those stairs, because murdering Asians would have been the hashtag of the day. We would have gone there. Think I ain't fucking around? Anything else to plug? Because you're an amazing podcast, right? I'm supposed to do your podcast this week.
Hope of the Hood. You know what I'm saying? That's why I gotta get the fucking Puerto Rican rattlesnake. This mother, like, even when you said basic bitch, is like your basic is mad. Like, 1492?
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
I never knew that. So this dude, hanging out with this guy.
I teach. Petey's one of the students of the Real Ass Dude. It's all good, baby.
You know, go into the hood and you reach these kids.
I go into the hood.
It's like an outreach in-reach program.
They don't want it. I'm like, what's her name? Catwoman.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Remember when fucking Michelle Pfeiffer went into the fucking hood?
Hell yeah.
And it was that dope-ass rap song, too.
Just sitting backwards on a chair.
Yeah.
Fucking cool, the Gangsta's Paradise.
You know, put that song on. Fuck this song.
Gangsta's fucking Paradise.
Put Gangsta's Paradise on, Harrington. Look at Harrington huffing and puffing over there. Why? Why does it keep on making that sound?
Because I don't have a YouTube Red account.
What is that?
That's the ads that play between the songs.
What is that ad? That's a fun ad.
I don't know.
Boom, doom, da 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 da
da da da da. Baby's crying. It actually is the music video from the...
This is the music video from the movie.
Yeah.
Ah, this is me. This is what I do. I walked into fucking Petey's hood. It's like children gather around. Catwoman is here.
Put down your quarter waters and gather around me. Drop that chopped cheese.
I teach motherfuckers. All right, I got some shit coming up, guys. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Tour is going to be coming to your fucking hood. In the process right now, look, there's nothing officially announced yet. There's no official dates on the books yet. But I will tell you right now, if you are looking... Let's see. Hold on. All right, these are the cities that I'm looking at right now. So, and it's not guaranteed, guys, but it's looking good right now. We're trying to set up, obviously, New York and L.A., but San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Denver, Houston, Boston, Chicago, Tampa, Nashville, Minneapolis, Buffalo, Washington, D.C., Detroit, Philadelphia. What? What?
Those are all real-ass places.
Real-ass motherfucking places, doggy. I'm going to come out... And I'm planning my first and only stand-up comedy special, Louis J. Gomez Presents Louis J. Gomez, on the Gas Digital Network. December 2nd, I'm filming that. So, guys, look out for all that stuff. I'm going to be doing this tour. And, obviously, guys, Legion of Skanks live every Monday night at the Creek in the Cave. Come out. Cut the music. It's a little loud now. Give me a headache. Just give me a headache, Harrington. Go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give a free piece of merch to. Doesn't got to be a good review. Doesn't got to be a bad review. Whatever. You review, you could win that fucking merch. We pick a name out of a hat. Doesn't fucking matter. That's it. That's all I got to plug. Right?
Yeah, sounds about right, buddy.
I will say this as well. I'm going to be announcing this on social media. Just I'll do it on the show really quick because some people don't follow me on Twitter. Roastmasters is no more. I did announce that recently. You know... It had its run. I'm too fucking busy. I have too much going on. And for me to put that much effort into something that's not really my property, it's just a lot. And I, you know, Dave Cyrus on Twitter, you know, he tweeted like, you know, real ass move by saying that she stopped doing the Roastmasters because they didn't include New York battlers on the TV show. It wasn't exactly that. That was part of it. That was a sign that for me, that was a big like, okay, there's not really any upside in this. Now I'm just doing a fucking roast battle show. You know, the fact that I was connected to Comedy Central and connected to Jeff Ross and Moses, and they were just taking our guys and using them for the TV show when the TV show was happening, that was something that was really cool. And it kind of, there was a cool factor there that it was like, there wasn't even a price you could put on what that's worth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was the connection to Comedy Central and a TV show through these New York battlers. And that was, there was some real upside there. And once that became the case, I was like, there's not really much upside beyond just doing a show, and it's a lot, right? So, however, you know, there's a lot of people that love the fucking show, and I think roast battling is amazing. I'm not changing my stance on this. I think the roast battle show in LA is amazing. I think the roast battle show here is amazing. I think the Comedy Fight Club show that Matt Maron does is amazing. And I know the fans of Gas Digital, there's a lot of people that really love it, and I had a meeting with Matt Maron the other day, and also with The Stand and Patrick over at The Stand and Ralph. And what we're doing now is we're moving Comedy Fight Club into that slot for the Roastmasters. So Comedy Fight Club, if you guys don't know, it's run by Matt Maron, Chris Crespo, Maddie Smith, a couple other guys that are regular, like kind of, they have a much different format down there, but it's fucking awesome. And I've talked about this before. I've said, you know, I'm not saying this now because we're working with them. I've said this for, you know, the past year since I've known this kid. They do such an incredible job. 90% of the battlers that were coming through to Roastmasters were being made off that show at this point. And Matt's very passionate about it. He's a very big pro wrestling type thing to it. And, you know, I think it's going to inject so much energy into the show. And we're talking about changing some of the format so we can include Big J and Voss and myself and some of the other people to help judging and still be involved in the show. But Comedy Fight Club will be starting, I believe, the first week of September on Sunday nights here on Gas Digital, and then moving into the Tuesday night slot at The Stand once The Stand opens up. So that will be the official roast battle show at The Stand. I love Brian Moses and Jeff Ross. I don't want that to get misconstrued. Like, I wasn't being bitter or shitty about, you know, them not including our guys. They cast the show. It's not like they casted all of the young battlers from LA. They did a few, and they should have hooked those guys up. And then they had a lot of well-known comedians that are established, and, you know, they do things a certain way. I just personally you know, made the decision that it wasn't really the right fit for me and you know, the things that I'm doing right now. So that's officially happening. We did announce last week on the show with Ralph that Dice is coming to the network, Dee Snider coming to the network, Godfrey's coming to the network, Subway Creatures, Shannon's podcast coming to the network. Also, Zach's brand new show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Is that going to be on at midnights or no?
Ralph said that's going to be a little difficult to stream.
Do you want it to be on at midnights? We can make it.
I'm kind of thinking it. I think it would be cool to be a midnight.
We could make a midnight stream work. You could remotely stream that, Harrington, right? At midnight? You can't do remote streams?
Lewis, I have a very expensive system in front of me, and I'm having a hard time as is. I don't, you know.
I hate him. He just can't even, like, pretend for the fucking mask.
Yeah, sure.
Don't figure it out.
Have you learned nothing from me and Lewis? Just bullshit your way through it.
Yeah, dude, you don't gotta have any talent.
That's the factory. Yeah. You just fucking show up. Is that gonna keep the same format from the Fight Club?
For the most part, yeah. We're working on some ideas, and there's gonna be some announcements. They're gonna change a couple things about it. Because
that shit was
when you have guys
hardcore,
like
rough, dude, they're in the basement, just doggy. Smash mouth shit.
Yeah, they don't fuck around, dude. These kids are they're very passionate.
They don't even know like, do they even know who they are battling?
No, they do. They know who they're battling in advance. The format will change a little bit. I made the point to Marin and folks, and I said, look, you have Voss and Big J who are willing to come out weekly and judge this thing. You probably shouldn't ignore that. You know, I think that they're, you know, they're, and also Voss and Big J are passionate about it. They love it, you know? So I think we're gonna sort of take some ideas from the Roastmasters that we were doing and have the main format be Comedy Fight Club. But I'm no longer producing it. I'm no longer involved with booking it. Jesus Christ, it's just too much fucking work, for the love of God. Harrington, how much of a weight off your chest is that?
Massive.
Yeah, it's so much, dude. It takes so much work. I don't think people realize how much work producing a comedy show in New York City is. All right, let's move on. Gentlemen, I gotta talk about one of our incredible sponsors really quick, which is Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is helping me get back in shape. It's an on-demand streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. This is super easy for me. I go on the road a lot. I'm trying to get back in shape. I have this fight coming up against Ryan O'Neal. I can't always run. I can't always go to jiu-jitsu practice or Muay Thai or boxing. Sometimes you're out at a hotel somewhere and you don't have any equipment. This is the best way to do it because you can have so many different exercise programs at your fingertips. You don't need a gym. You don't need equipment. You don't need all this space. You can do it in your hotel room. You can do it in your bedroom. You can do it at the mall. You can do it at the supermarket. Wherever you want to do it, you guys can get in shape, and Beachbody On Demand is going to help you do it. This is the same company that's behind P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazilian Butt Lift, so many amazing programs, celebrity trainers, people like Sean T, who I literally just saw at my Equinox. I just saw Sean T working at my Equinox. Tony Horton, Autumn Calabrese, hundreds of effective workouts for all fitness levels, from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio HIIT to yoga and even dance workouts, you sexy bitches. Workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't need extra equipment, or they have ones where you could bring to the gym. Very, very intensive progressive workouts. Here's the deal. The best shape, and I really mean this, I've had abs before. I'm getting back there again. Insanity was the program that gave me abs. Go do Insanity with Sean T. You will 100% get abs. It's impossible. I cannot imagine you not getting abs. If you do the entire program, it's one of the hardest things I've ever done. I've been doing that right now on my off cardio days in fight camp because it's such an intense workout that I know it's going to keep me in that crazy peak physical condition that I need to be in for this fight. Right now, here's the deal. You can get a free trial membership if you text the word REAL, that's REAL, to 303030. REAL, REAL, to 303030. Get a full free trial membership for Beachbody On Demand. You get access to the entire platform, all the workouts, nutritional information, and support totally free. So once again, that is REAL, REAL, to 303030. And let's get back into the show. Real ass dude of the week. Got to give it to him. Guys, hit it.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
All right, so there's a Seattle man who hijacked an airplane, performed some crazy stunts, and then he crashed the plane on purpose and killed himself. None of that's correct. That's what happened, right? He stole a plane, right?
Yeah.
Did he steal a plane from other, were other people on it with him, or no. did he steal the plane?
No.
That's so he didn't hijack the plane, he stole the plane.
Well, I mean, it says hijacker. What is, you know, what's the definition of hijacker? You know.
To me, hijack is
You take it over in the sky.
Yeah. Because would you say, yeah, I guess if you hijack the truck, you take it from the driver, you don't get in their truck when nobody's in it.
Yeah,
it's just I could also hijack the show. Like, I think the word hijack really means just take over, ultimately. So yeah, whatever, dude. He's a fucking hijacker.
Well, he worked it, didn't he?
Apparently. I don't really know much about this. All I know is that my girlfriend was freaking out about how awesome this story was. What is the definition of hijack?
There's two definitions. One is to illegally seize an aircraft, ship, or vehicle in transit and force it to go to a different destination or use it for one's own purposes. But it also says steal goods. Oh, by seizing it. Oh, it has to be in transit for it to be considered a hijacking. So it's not technically a hijacking.
Wow, you Washington Post, you stupid fucking idiots. It's not a hijacker, fools.
Airplane thief.
The fucking airplane fucking burglar. Plane burglar.
He's a plane burglar.
That'd be cool if he was dressed like the Hamburglar. I'm gonna grab the plane instead.
Put goggles on.
Yeah.
Rubble, rubble.
Rubble, rubble. I'm gonna take this plane. Suicidal airline employee steals plane outside of Seattle. And apparently, he had a whole conversation with, like, you know, what do they call that?
The tower.
Central command.
Like the tower.
What do they call that?
Air traffic control.
Air traffic control. That's it. There we go. What's that song that I'm thinking of now?
Ground control.
Yeah, what is that?
Ground control to Major Tom.
Who is that?
Bowie.
Bowie? Play that. Play it now, Hamilton. We're just getting high and listening to music and talking shit about stuff.
This is great, dude.
So this kid, we're going to talk about this while we play that song. Because it's a sad story, but this guy's pretty real.
That shit was gangster, bro.
That's pretty gangster.
He didn't hurt anybody but himself at all. It should all be like that.
I mean, granted, look, somebody's probably going to lose their job over this. The guy who was
the napping airplane security guard. He just wakes up and looks behind him, and there's no plane.
He saw the dude throw those two fucking signal things to the side and just ran to the fucking plane.
With two orange cones sitting next to him, snoozing.
Ground control to Major Tom.
This is what he should have played as he was crashing a plane. That's fucking would have been awesome.
That'd be crazy.
Ground control to Major Tom.
So, apparently. He stole this plane, and do we have the conversation with air control?
Yeah.
Air traffic control? All right, so I'm going to pull that up in a second here. But the reason we give him a real ass dude is because that's exactly it. He didn't hurt anybody. He wanted to kill himself, and he wanted to kill himself in a very spectacular way. I don't condone suicide, but I'm not going to sit here. I don't hate on people who kill themselves. I think a lot of people, myself included, have been in fucked up mental states where, you know, you want to tap out. You want to tap out in life. And, you know, look, you could tie a fucking rope around a doorknob like a basic bitch. That's some shit that I would do. I'd jump off a fucking building, dog. That's how I'd kill myself. I'd jump off a building. Or I'd hang myself. Or I'd get a gun. I'd shoot myself in the head. Like a basic fucking biatch.
That is pretty basic.
Basic, doggy. How would you kill yourself? You some ghetto shit. You'd swallow whole packets of gushers.
See, that shit is so real. It's like, yo, dude.
Aspirin.
Yo, dude, that shit is like one of the
death
realest
by flaming
things.
Hot Cheetos.
Fucking shoot that shit in my veins, but.
He hangs himself from a telephone pole.
I'm not even that real, dude.
Yeah.
That's like one of the realest things I think you could do.
Kill fucking yourself.
Yeah, because that shit is, it's a different. To pull the plug, on some gangster shit.
I do that sometimes every night when I feel pretty gangster when I put down Fortnite.
Okay.
When I hit the button, the center console button, and then I go turn console off. I'm like, dog, that took some fucking effort. And then I go to sleep, and I'm gonna wake up the next day. So for somebody to go that much further,
but to get to the roof,
to go to the fucking,
to hit the stairs,
to go to the big. Tilted tower in the sky, as they say.
Fucking.
Give me a fucking Lewis attack, dickhead.
Yo, I've been having dreams lately.
Hold on, I need a Lewis attack. Turn the music off for a little second. I need it clear. You're really bad with jingle palette, dog. This is fast. It's a fast program. Got to reset them sometimes. Let them know with a fuck with a fire ass joke. You got to let everyone fucking know.
Off the roof?
I think I'd probably go off the roof. I think I'd kill myself with a gun. I think I'd shoot myself. I don't have a gun. I don't even know the first step.
I'll probably do scissor.
I'm Molly. Getting a gun. You know what? My first step would be calling Petey. Getting a gun? Yeah. If I had to get a gun, I'd be like, all right, how do I get a gun? Who do I know that would get a gun? Jimmy Martinez or Petey would be the good. Could you get a gun? Petey, if you need to get a gun could you go get a gun right now?
Yes.
How quickly? It's
probably like in a day.
12:58 p.m. right now. How quickly could you have a gun in your fucking hand?
Probably by tonight.
Tonight. Illegal.
Yeah, of course. Who's got time for paperwork?
Don't drop names, but what is the illegal process there? Like, what would you do? Really?
I would holler at somebody else because I don't have the direct connect, but I have at least a bunch
of people. You have somebody ghetto enough in your life.
Multiple, yeah.
That would know where to get a fucking hot gun.
Or I could be like, you know, the hood, yo, let me borrow your shit. They know.
Do they borrow? Yeah. People borrow people's guns? I feel like I'm like, dude, you're going to murder somebody with my gun.
Yeah.
Then my first reaction would be like, what are you going to do with this? Hold on. Time out. Wait.
This better be for a Puerto Rican to kill himself.
Man, here's the thing. I'm going to say yes, you could borrow this. First, I'll tell you yes.
If it's illegal, too, it's like, yeah, go ahead. If it's legal, then you're like, nah, I'm not going to let you borrow my fucking legal pistol.
Yeah.
But if it's illegal, it's like, all right, it's already fucking...
What was the movie where they talked about the heads on a gun? Like the amount of heads that were like, the amount of people were killed on this illegal gun that like, and there was one like, yeah, like loses value because the gun is like killing people. So it can be traced to all these murders that if you get caught with this gun, like it's like fucking murder hot potato.
Right.
You know? So I guess people are, you know, borrowing each other's guns to commit illegal murders, but that's crazy. But what would be the first step you would call? Do you have somebody in mind right now, the person?
Yes.
Do I know? Is it a comic?
No.
Joe List?
Yo, damn. Who I didn't even think about that.
Who is it?
That's crazy. Like, you go for the... Because that's like one extreme to the next. Like, yo. But he's fucking married. He gets laid. He's not that guy.
Because it'd have to be illegal. Nobody's going to... If I...
The easiest gun to get would probably be a shotgun.
How? Why? Why do you think that?
Because it's just like a rifle or whatever. So it doesn't have the same... It's not like a handgun.
Do you need
a lot of those float around?
Do you need a license for a shotgun, like in the Midwest? Could you just walk into a Walmart and buy one with like a regular? Do you register it?
No, you just need an ID.
No,
you just gotta be over like 18 or some shit.
Do you have to register a shotgun? You have to.
No, because I got a shotgun when I lived in
Dougie. Because I'll just fucking Orlando. Drive to Pennsylvania and buy a shotgun.
Yeah, I mean the laws are different wherever the fuck you're at, but like in those places you could buy them with a fucking ID.
That'd be an awkward Lyft ride. You know what? The one back would be worse.
No permit required.
No permit is required to purchase a rifle or shotgun except in New York City.
They know what's going on in
the license
city.
To carry or possess a pistol. Yeah, but they still take your name when you buy a rifle or a shotgun. And you have to you don't need a license. They register it to your name, though, right?
No, man. They don't. Because they think you're going to go skeet shooting a fucking, you know. When I did it, I just got a receipt. I fucking gave him. It was like, I don't know, $60.
I was talking to my buddy Hershock. Because I play Fortnite with him. And he told me that he got shot with shotgun pellets one time by accident. Like a hunter was nearby and shot like in the air and it just dropped. And he was like, you know, he wasn't even close to him. Just like a couple pellets in the back of the neck. And it was like, he says, it just feels like BBs that are like red hot. It's like burn into your neck.
Ooh, that shit's crazy, dude.
Shotgun seems more fucking hardcore than anything else. If somebody pulled out a shotgun, I'd be more terrified of the shotgun than... Yeah, dude.
It's like a sledgehammer of a gun.
Yeah, yeah, fuck that. Zach, how would you get a gun?
How get a gun? I have no idea. I What'd wouldn't even know the first.
Fucking.
I don't know if I know anybody.
Pry it off of some fucking gay shoes you own or something. Fucking high top fucking.
Gun? I think the best thing would be just go to a different state. Take the Chinatown bus over to Philly.
Who would be ghetto? I would really think I would contact Jimmy Martinez.
Yeah, I feel like he's got one in his car.
I don't know if Jimmy has a gun, but I know that Jimmy still deals with people that are straight up hood, like real deal fucking hood. I saw Jimmy one time in Harlem. This is a few years ago at this point. At like 2 a.m, just hanging out, like on a street corner, like just straight up like a hood rat, like not like not going somewhere. Like I was on my way, I was in transit. Jimmy was hanging on a corner.
You could have been hijacked.
Come on.
Yeah.
Give him it. Go to a double shot and give me a coffee too, dummy. God damn it, he's dumb.
Yo.
Thanks. I just need some coffee. That's the best way to ask. He needs some coffee too. We have iced coffee now?
No.
Do we do iced coffee? We should have iced coffee here. How do we do that? How do they make iced coffee?
They just get like a, they make a bunch of it and put it in a fucking thing and then they
you let it cool and then you fucking
put it in the fridge.
Boom. That's it. We're going to start doing iced coffee here.
No, that's fucking next level shit.
Doggy. I need some basic bitch shit. I'm trying to move out of my basic bitch lifestyle.
But your basic shit, your basic bitch shit is like fucking highbrow shit to your boy.
That is true. That's how you're learning. But I saw Jimmy Martinez out in front of just like a
local bodega.
Not even. It was like a, it was a place that was closed. It was like I'm dead ass, dog.
It was a fucking dark night with a, he was in front of an awning.
It was like one of those like in Harlem, you know, on 125th Street, and it was 125th specifically. They have all those like suit stores.
Yeah.
They sell suits for like, you know, $89 for three suits. Like you go in there, it's like one of those spots.
Just turn your life around store.
Yeah, exactly. You got your, it's like everybody's first day of work. They buy everything there. Their shoes, the belt, the fucking
tie.
You
clips.
Walk out like for $50, you'll walk out with like a suit for your first day of your fucking whatever shit job, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of those stores that he's in front of. And that store had like a pull down cage, right? But the cage wasn't right up, pressed up against the window. The cage, just a lot of cream, dog. You got to make my coffee way less light than this. This is like a lot. It's fine. It's fine for now, but just in the future, this is like, this is the color of a Caucasian person. That's not coffee. I tell people when they make my coffee to make it my skin color. When I tell people, it's very condescending.
I usually go black.
No, it's, I
they're
think
like,
it's
how good. Much cream do you want? I was like, my skin color. And then I put my arm up to their face.
Well, you're on a diet, so you should probably have it your dick color.
That's true. My dick color is pitch black. They can't make coffee darker, Zach. So, if you can imagine, the cage pulls down, but then there's almost like a vestibule that went in. So there's an area inside of the cage in front of the windows. Because you know most times you pull a cage. For the audio listeners,
and it's flush to the window. This you're saying there's...
Okay, I don't know if
I know what you mean.
Okay, I don't know if the audio listeners are understanding what I'm saying. So Jimmy's just in front of this place, okay? So I'm like, oh shit, Jimmy, what's up? He's like, yo, what's up, kid? How you doing? Been a long time. How's sport? He was asking how my dog is. And this is like 6 years ago at least, right? Because I lived, 123rd. 7 years
and
ago.
And what? 123rd and what?
Like fifth.
Oh shit.
Right. But it was a nice building. That area's coming up now. So, and then I notice he's in front of this thing. And he goes, oh, yo, what up? Say what up to my boy Q. And Q
was
inside of the cage, inside of the vestibule. I don't know how, but he was inside of this fucking thing. So Jimmy's just hanging out with a dude that's inside of this cage. 2 o'clock in the morning, there's no lights around, no nothing. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? Q is holding a fucking hatchet. Just a straight up, sharp, dirty hatchet. So whatever was going on, I don't know what was going on. I don't want, you know, they say snitches get stitches.
Say what's up to my boy Q. He just pops up.
Like, yo, yes.
What up, yo?
Yo, what up? And he had a hatchet. Even until I'm telling the story now, I didn't realize exactly what was going on. They were hurting people that night.
Yeah.
They were going to hurt somebody. I don't know what was happening. It was just some crazy, crazy shit. So that, by the way, that was Jimmy. You know, Jimmy was already established. Jimmy was established when I started doing comedy. Jimmy's always been this fucking guy.
When I started, he came out. Because I remember he came out of jail. Or whatever. Because I remember I was interning and I seen the older comics like, yo, what's up? When'd you get out? And I was like, oh shit, this real ass dude right here. Yo.
Yeah, he's real ass dude. We had Jimmy on the other day and people are, you know, giving me shit. They're being like, dude, you're letting fucking Jimmy out, alpha you on the show. It's like, what are you going to do there?
Yeah.
What are you gonna fucking do? You know you can I'm the one who decides to bring Jimmy in every fucking time. I'm deciding to play in the fucking traffic. You know, I'm pretty real ass for just fucking getting involved. You know, when I brought in fucking New Jack, am I going to try to out Alpha New Jack? No, no, it will end in a fight. Right. It'll end in a violent altercation. No, what's the point of it? Nobody's trying to fucking do that. You're trying to create an interesting show. So, yeah, you're going to let... if certain guys are fucking, you know, alpha guys that are trying to fucking... You have to let... You have to get the best out of people as well. That's the other thing, right? So, it's not my job to be confrontational with people. I love Jimmy. Me and Jimmy are boys. Jimmy also knows what he's doing. He comes in, he knows to be over the top, and he knows to fucking... You know, he knows that's why people have him on the show.
Right.
You know? Would I want to do a podcast every week with Jimmy? That'd be difficult. That'd be difficult. And it's not because Jimmy's extremely talented, but I kind of need to, I need to kind of get off in certain ways as well. And Jimmy doesn't allow that to happen. Sexually.
Yeah.
I need to come on the podcast every week. You guys, the audio listeners don't know this. The video, if you subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com, use promo code RAP, you get the full video. I masturbate at the end of every show. It's like the old Esther Koo show. Remember Esther Koo used to fucking rub one out?
Yep.
Yeah.
I never heard the other parts of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. She was hot.
Mm. What a shame.
What a shame. She was such a phony asshole. Yeah. All right, really quick, I got to tell you guys about BetDSI, who are officially offering odds on my fight. Ellis Mania fight is coming up August 25th. I will be fighting Ryan O'Neal at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And now you can put some money on the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Right now, if you go to BetDSI.com, use the promo code RAP120, R-A-P-120. What you do is you get 120% bonus match on whatever you deposit. So if you deposit $100, basically you get $220 to play with. Put the money on me. I'm an underdog. I am, I believe, a plus 110 underdog, Ryan O'Neal being a minus 132 favorite. Throw your money on the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. You put $100 down on me, you get $110 back. Do it right now. Promo code is RAP120. Get a 120% match bonus on anything you guys deposit. It helps me out, which is the best part of all of this. I'm trying to get fucking paid for this fight. But you guys can actually win some cash. You don't even have to gamble on my fight. You can actually gamble on anything. That's just one fun thing you guys can do. Look for Ryan O'Neal versus Luis J. Gomez at Ellis Mania. But there's UFC events. There's baseball, basketball, World Cup, all this stuff. They have every sporting event imaginable. They're A-plus rated on every gambling review site that's out there. They've been in the business for over 20 years. BetDSI.com is the website. Use the promo code RAP120. Get yourself 120% playing bonus and put your money on the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, which you can do right now. Go do it. All right, let's get back into the show. So, keeping it real ass, let's pull up this kid talking to the pilot, Harrington. Let's see what happened. The reaction is just...
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy. Got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now. I'm down to 2,100. I started like 30-something.
100 pounds of fuel. Rich, you said you're at 2,100 pounds of fuel left?
Yeah, I don't know what the burnout is like on takeoff, but yeah, it burned quite a bit faster than I expected.
Okay. Sir, there is the runway just off your right side in about a mile. Do you see that? That's McCord Field.
Oh man, those guys would rough me up if I tried landing. I think I might mess something up there too. I wouldn't want to do that. They probably got anti-aircraft.
All right, pause it for a minute.
No, they don't have...
Dog. This guy is just like...
chilling, dude.
He's, you old so-and-so, you're going to shoot me down.
Ah, you silly son of a gun. I know what you're going to do. You dog, you. It is a bizarre... I didn't hear this yet at all. That is a bizarre tone.
He's so calm.
He's fucking chilling. He said, I didn't know I had a few screws loose until now, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, what's funny is that he doesn't even sound like he's got screws loose.
Yeah, he sounds like...
He sounds very like... You hear he sounds a little nervous. Like he knows it's the fucking end of the road. you know.
It's happening.
He's
quicker.
Running out of fucking fuel. Yeah.
Like, it might be calming once you've made that decision, though.
Yeah.
Like, he knows already. Like, he made up his mind already.
I bet it is. I bet it is. Once you've sort of made the decision, there's like a level of peacefulness
acceptance
to it. Yeah. And the other reason why I give this guy a real ass is because you're going to hear, and I read certain things and Kim read me certain things from it. You know, he makes a point. He's like, look, I don't want to hurt anybody. He said, he was like, I'll mess things up good if I land there. You know, he's 27, 28 years old. You know, I think when people go, oh, you're suicidal. Even when I was a kid and I would make the joke like, oh, if you ever killed yourself, you go on like a murder rampage and kill all your enemies and fucking, you know, rape all the hottest children in the neighborhood and do whatever you would do, right?
Natch.
Yeah. But, you know, for him to go like, fuck it, dude, this is about me and me not being happy and I'm not trying to hurt anybody else and I'm really sorry for the people that I, you know, that's a fucking real ass move, you know. Okay, keep on playing it.
I don't have any of that stuff. We're just trying to find a place for you to land safely.
Yeah, not quite ready to bring it down just yet, but holy smokes, I gotta stop looking at the fuel because it's going down quick.
Wow.
Okay, Rich, if you could you start a left-hand turn, and we'll take you down to the southeast, please.
This is probably like jail time for life, huh? I mean, I would hope it is for a guy like me.
And right now he's just flying around, and he just needs some help controlling his aircraft.
Very good. Nah, I mean, I don't need that much help. I've played some video games before. I would like to figure out how to get this cabin altitude. Like, I know where the box is. I would like to get some, make it pressurized or something so I'm not so lightheaded.
Anyway.
Minimum wage. We'll chalk it up to that. Maybe that will increase the gears a little bit. Which
pause
higher
it.
Up.
So he goes minimum wage, we'll chalk it up to that. Maybe that'll grease the gears with the higher ups, which is fucking, you know, it's almost like a little joke, but it, you know, I'm sure it's a, you know, everything. When you're fucking poor, and I've been poor, you know, I still feel poor every day of my fucking life. I feel poor. You know, I spend all my goddamn money and you know, I don't save enough and you know, I think I'm just designed to kind of like keep on upping my lifestyle. And that's like the ghetto Puerto Rican in me. It's, you know, it's the first of the month. I buy all the fucking candy. It's gone by the second, right? Yeah. That's what my mom used to call me. She'd be, you're a fucking welfare nigger. You know, we buy all the food on the first and then it's gone by the third. It's like, mom, you're the one who is getting fucking food stamps. Okay. What do you want me to say? Okay. Maybe if you'd buy fucking more candy throughout our lives, throughout the rest of the week, I wouldn't have to fucking just be a little savage on the first of the month because it's the only time I get it. And my fat sister's gonna try to eat all.
See,
of
that's what I was about to say. You got siblings. It's like a fucking hungry
yeah,
hippo.
You gotta go.
You gotta fucking get it fast, or else somebody else is gonna get it.
That's
fast.
It. If I let those devil dogs sit there,
none for you.
Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. I would eat like 5 or 6 packets of fucking devil dogs in a sitting. They just buy them, like they go to the supermarket, and that night, all the devil dogs would be gone.
And they think it's because you want to. It's out of necessity.
Look, I did not want to. Look, I'm getting choked up thinking about it. These devil dogs, they forced me to eat those devil dogs. Anyway, back to this guy.
Yeah. Damn it, Andrew! People's lives are at stake here!
That his pops.
Now, Rich, don't say stuff like that.
Wait, what is that?
Nah, I just told you, I don't want to hear no one. I just want you to whisper sweet nothings into my ear. Lasko will give me a job as a pilot.
If I land successfully.
You know, I think they would give you a job doing anything if you could pull this off.
Yeah, right. Nah, I'm a white guy. Eh?
If you wanted to land, probably the best bet is that runway just ahead and to your left. Again, that's McCord Field. If you wanted to try, that might be the best way to set up and see if you can land there. Yeah. Or just like the pilot suggests, another option would be over Puget Sound into the water.
Dang, did you talk to McCord? record yet? Because I don't think I'd be happy with you telling me I could land like that, because I could mess some stuff up.
Well, Rich, I already talked to him, and just like me, what we want to see is you not get hurt or anybody else get hurt. So like I said, if you want to try to land, that's probably the best place to go.
Hey, I want the coordinates of that orca with the, you know, the mama orca with the baby. I want to go see that guy.
This guy's awesome.
This guy's just having fun.
Yeah.
Right. Damn it. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to. I was kind of hoping that was going to be it, you know? I'm going to land it. In a safe kind of manner.
Right.
I think I'm going to try to do a barrel roll. And if that goes good, I'm just going to nose down and call it a night.
That's some real fucking shit, dude.
Well, Rich, before you do that, let's think about this. I got another pilot coming up, Pilot Joel, here in just a minute or two, I hope. And we'll be able to give you some advice on what to do next.
Pause for a second.
So he said straight up, he was like, you know what? He's like, I think I'm just going to do a barrel roll, then I'm going to come down and do a nosedive.
Wow. Call it a night.
Call it a fucking night. That is some fucking, it's some darkness, but it is like.
His mind's made up.
I like this guy. I like this guy.
Crazy. That's like if we were hanging out at the bar, like, yo, I think I'm just going to have another beer and a shot and just walk outside and fucking call it a night.
Pull up a picture of this guy. Can I see what he looks like? He seems like a somewhat charismatic guy. He probably can get a little bit of puss.
He worked at the airport. Do you ever see a hood dude working at the airport? How they keep the laminates on? Like, yeah. Even when they go home?
Is this a black guy?
No,
he said he's a white guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a white
guy.
But
he's got a good job, but he's fucking.
I love how he took a little knock, too. He was like, they ain't going to give me a job. I'm a white guy. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Anthony Cumia's old producer, Ben. Yeah, he's just a normal dude, huh? Richard Russell. Yeah.
No, wait, is that the traffic controller?
Let me see.
Because that said praise for traffic controller.
Oh, praise for him? Oh, yeah, that's the traffic controller. I don't want to see him.
No, that's the kid right there.
That's the kid for sure?
Yeah. There's a bunch of pictures of him all over. He worked at the airport.
Yeah, 29 years old. Yeah. Seemed like a normal enough guy. Yeah.
Damn.
That's his chick. All right, his chick ain't bad, too. It's pretty fucked up. Yeah, it's just, I mean, I think when you're poor, no matter, everything seems worse. When you're poor, you know, every problem just fucking, it just hurts that much worse.
And it's the looming dread of something expensive happening.
Yeah, you know, you just throw money at your problems, and even, like, money doesn't solve anything, right? But what it does is it softens everything.
Gives you a buffer.
It's just like, if I'm going through it, if I want to go get a massage, spend $100 on a massage, like, that's a fucking real luxury.
Hell yeah.
You know, you want to fucking go take a vacation with your chick, or like a nice fucking Caribbean vacation. If you're poor, you have no escape.
No.
And it's just constant pressure. You know, the bills keep on adding up, and it feels very real, and it's not real. You know, even like debt and all that other shit, like, you really think about it, it's like, it's not really real. Like, what is it? Your credit card company needs money. It's like, okay.
You ain't got to go to jail for that shit.
What are they like? Really? What is it? It's just kind of this weird little thing. You go like, I feel like I owe this money and I'm going to have difficulty getting more credit cards. Like, I don't even want a credit card. Really? I just want to pay for my shit. So
cash money.
Yeah. So, but it feels very, very real when you're in debt and you owe something. Even when I owe like a friend a favor, you just feel that, like, that pressure. You know, we're talking about doing the show. Tuesday nights, the Roastmasters. Every week, the pressure of it coming up again and again and having it's never sort of ending, never really getting ahead of it, you know? And it's like, at what point do you go, fuck, dude, you know, my girlfriend just broke up with me, you know, I fucking, whatever, I feel unhealthy, I don't like the way that I look, whatever it is. And then you don't have any fucking money to help with any of that. And you're just sitting there looking at your bank account and it's negative and you feel like you owe, you feel like you're constantly drowning. Yeah, it sucks. That side of it fucking, you know, I don't know if you never been poor, and I don't think, you know, I guess some people, everyone considers themselves poor, but I'm talking about fucking poor. I think it's hard to kind of wrap your mind around that. And I appreciate the fact that I've been fucking poor and, you know, I'm doing better now. But I, when I grew up, I was like legitimate poor. How poor were you, Petey? Were you poor?
Fucking poor, bro. Some like, you know, the regular shit. No food some nights, fucking roaches, all kind of fucking wacky shit.
Mm.
So my mom last night, she comes to a show. She's hanging out with a homie. Well, you know, outside in the front, we're talking and shit. So she knows him. She goes, "Yo, did you ever get the tombstone for your brother's plot?" And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah.
It's your birth. It's my mom's birthday. Why are you talking about a fucking plot?
I still don't have a tombstone for my mom's plot.
Real ass fucking
shit. My mom died when I was poor.
Right.
Really poor.
And you just like happy that you could get them in the fucking ground.
You just reminded me.
That's some real poor shit, bro. That's fucking...
reminded me that there's no tombstone on my mom's plot. Because when my mom died, I was poor. I was 22 years old. We were just all fucking broke and all poor. You know, I just moved to New York City. And I also didn't have a great relationship with my mom. So it wasn't like... I wasn't jumping at the chance. And I've never visited my mom's grave, to be honest. So
I probably can't find
But the average fucking person, dude, the average person with money, they're fucking getting the whole package. Let me get the package deal.
How much is a tombstone in New York? How much money is it to put a fucking dumb tombstone on my mom's grave?
Can we guess?
A few racks.
I would guess $1,600 minimum. I think it was like a grand or something. We could have gotten her a small little plaque tombstone for like a grand. And we just didn't, you know. Yeah.
I say 2,000, I bet, for like a real tombstone.
The real deal with the fucking hands on it?
Yeah.
Some crazy shit.
Anybody else want to guess before I bring it up?
I'm going to say 4,000.
4,000? No, I think you want
for the real deal, Holyfield?
You say two?
I say two.
For the real shit, though, not
just
the plaque.
Just the stone.
Not the pussy
just the
plaque.
Stone.
Yeah.
Get us the minimum fucking stone. Get it put up on your fucking thing with the name engraved and all that other shit. I say 16.
Not one of those little shoebox.
Yeah, not the plaque bullshit. Things.
I'm talking a tombstone.
Actual stone. Okay,
the big
fine.
Boy.
Okay.
4,000. 4,000.
I'm going to say 1,600. You can do it.
With the engraving
and
everything.
Poor people die all the time, doggy. Poor people die all the time.
Lewis was closest, but you all lose with Price is Right rules.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, 1,200. Say headstones.
Damn, they couldn't put on it.
Upright ones, 1,200. That's it. I got to get my mom a headstone. I feel bad now.
Yeah, but shipping probably kills you.
Doggy, shipping would be crazy. Those shits are fucking crazy heavy, right? Yeah. Actually, you know what? Shipping, they don't go by weight. They go by the size of the box. Certain companies, I know this because you want to know why I know this?
Because you shipped your mother.
No, because Cushion Pusher, when he won the Badass Battle of the Bands, he was annoying us for the money. Like, he wasn't annoying us. He just was like being like, very much like, when am I getting paid? When am I getting paid? We're like, dude, you won a fucking silly contest. Give us a couple weeks. We go through a whole process with like accounting and it has to be done through a certain way. And he just hit us up like 4 or 5 times about it. So we were going to send him all of his winnings in nickels.
Ha!
And I looked at shipping nickels and it wouldn't have been that expensive. It was just the size of the box to ship the nickels. So yeah, go fuck yourself, Harrington.
Tombstones, bruh.
Go fuck yourself. So pull up the video of the final barrel roll and how this kid's life ends, because it is sad. It is a sad story. I like the kid.
Call it a night.
Yeah, you know, I only say it's sad because you know, it seems like a somewhat nice guy. I guess if it was like a depressed, dark, like, you know, oh man, you know, life just isn't good. Yeah. Nothing. Then I'm like,
yeah, he didn't have that vibe.
Good riddance.
He didn't have that vibe. He didn't have that, oh man.
Beat it. Kill yourself, Beetlejuice. I don't want to deal with your depression. This guy was like fucking upbeat.
There we go.
So he does a fucking huge upside down roll. And he says he played video games, which is fucking crazy, which he lands at, which is nuts. And then he goes up. Pretty fucking wild, dude.
He's just having fun, man. He could have went down with that one. And he went, one more.
You got to do it again, yeah. And he goes up. And do they actually show this crash?
I believe so.
Wow.
The fucking focus.
It's a black person holding the camera.
It's going to turn to them in a second.
Oh, shit, world star! There we go. It's kind of far away, yeah. It is always disappointing. Like, I like the guy, but I do want to see his death in fiery HD.
Oh, was it a fighter fucking jet?
Isn't that crazy? Wait, is that a fighter jet?
Yeah, they scrambled F-16s to, you know, like, watch him. Basically, like, if he was going to try to pull some terrorist shit, they would have been able to shoot him down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They would have fucking...
Then they could have shot him
the fuck up.
It's great.
So he's dead now at this point. He's gone. How quickly do you think you would die from the impact of the... pretty fucking immediate, you know, because you got to figure like you'd hit the ground, right? You nosedive into the ground.
It's a photo of the crash.
Whoa. And then immediately, like, it wouldn't be the blast. It'd be the crush. You'd just be crushed.
Yeah, if you're in the front of the plane.
In the front of the plane, you're just getting crushed.
Pilot, you have the whole back of the plane that has to
But
hit.
What if you're crushed? Yeah, I mean, the whole back of the plane is coming into you. There's no way you're not dying immediate impact, right?
Unless you're Tom Cruise.
That's true.
Ric Flair. Would Flair survive that plane crash?
He wasn't flying the plane, though.
Yeah.
See. There was another plane that just went down not that long, a couple weeks ago, like a week ago, and everyone survived.
Because they were trying to live, I think. Pilot. And
yeah.
This guy said, fuck
this guy was like, if this guy was flying the plane, nobody would have lived.
That's all right, guys, we're calling it a night after this battle roll.
Yeah, so fuck it, dude. More power to this guy. But it is kind of sad. Nice guy. Nice enough guy. Seemed like, anyway. Maybe he was a piece of shit. Who knows?
You got to get one of his friends on the show.
Yeah, maybe we can. Maybe we get his dad on the show.
Get the fucking real. Nah, his dad's got too much emotional. We need the person that's going to say this guy was a piece of shit.
No, we need to get tears, doggy.
Oh, true. True. True.
You know what they used to say in my Equinox days? This is a fucking real quote from the guy who taught me how to sell gym memberships. If they cry, they buy.
So you fat shame him?
No, you just you look for those emotional triggers. That's all it is in sales. Like, you're looking for emotional triggers.
Like if they got a kid, like, hey man, you want to be around for when that kid graduates high school, yeah. College, gets married.
Yeah. If you can get somebody to cry, you'll sell them $5,000 in personal training. That was what I was told straight up. Equinox is an evil, beautiful company. I love them.
And they look so elegant.
Equinox. It's amazing. It's amazing.
The name Equinox, it sounds like you're about to transform into some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
What does that shit mean, equinox?
There's two equinoxes. There's the autumnal equinox and then the summer equinox. It's something to do with the moons and how they line up and all that lunar shit. The owners were like fucking space hippies. I don't know.
See what I'm saying? This motherfucker's smart, man.
Yeah, doggy.
This motherfucker's autumnal.
Yeah. So I want to talk about this really quick before we get out of here. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter show today, guys. Sundays, you know, it's a day with my kid, so I can't spend my entire day doing podcasts, but I appreciate you guys fucking being patient with us, and me and Zach will be back in a couple of weeks. We're going to be back to doing the show 3 days a week together again. Zach, we all fucking miss you on the show, buddy.
Thank you. I miss doing the show.
Yeah, we've been having a good time, but, you know, we fucking love you on this show. Want to talk about this. This is the big story right here. This is from the Houston Herald. Dog lick leads to man's hands and legs being amputated. Pull this up. This is a guy from Wisconsin named Greg Mantifuel, 48 years old. He's been hospitalized since late June when he went to a Milwaukee area hospital with flu-like symptoms. He was in good spirits. Pull the picture of this guy. He was in good spirits despite having undergone seven surgeries so far. His wife, Dawn Mantifuel, told the Associated Press. She said her husband is heading into the operating room again on Thursday, blah, 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 blah. He's happy to be here. He didn't come this far to cry about it and say, why me? Well, he does have a positive attitude. This is fucking crazy.
What happened? The fuck?
Dog, there's a bacteria that's in dog and cat spit, okay? And it's called, I'll tell you right now. Diagnosed with a blood infection caused by capnocytophaga. A bacteria that is common in the saliva of cats and dogs. This is a common bacteria in your cats and dogs, okay? And I've been saying this ever since I had a kid. These are creatures and these are rodents that you're allowing into your home. So this is the truth. What you got to do right now is you have to get rid of your fucking pets. This is insane.
What if you just don't kiss him in the mouth?
Doggy, this is an epidemic. He licked his hand. He licked his hand. There's an epidemic going on.
Oh, the
on
dog
right now.
Licked his hand and dog it was, oh,
licked
fuck
his
that.
Hand, dude. It might not even. What if the dog's just fucking licking his paw to, or a cat's licking her paw to clean her face? It's a cat paw, touches your fucking table. Now you got that fucking catalyphilobius on your tables.
Oh, fuck.
Right?
See, that's the good thing about being poor. We can't afford fucking pets.
Exactly. Or if you do, you fucking don't kiss it on the mouth. Blacks don't kiss their dogs
no,
on the mouth.
Kick them when they fucking.
Yeah, don't lick me.
Bite this fucking Jordan.
I had a black friend who lived next door to me. Named Lee when I was a kid, and he had a dog, a girl dog. You know what he named the dog?
Bitch.
Yeah, he named the dog Bitch. It was hilarious. Come here, Bitch. It was so degrading, even to a dog. You saw the dog going. Like, the dog looked so like, this is my life. This is the next 13 years, really. She's like, they're never gonna get me fixed. Yeah. Like I'm a pit bull. They're gonna make so many dogs fuck me. You need a pit bull named Bitch by a little hood kid named Lee, like 12 years old. His mom didn't even know he had the dog. It was crazy.
Hell yeah.
There is another death of a Milwaukee woman.
Milwaukee.
Linked to the same thing.
Where was the first one? Where did that happen?
Wisconsin.
Wow. It's all over, dude. Is it? There's an epidemic right now. Capnocid. Pull up more information about capnocytophaga. 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 Capnocytophaga.
Put some of that capnocytophaga on my dick.
Right? No, you don't. So here's what you have to do right now, guys. To be honest with you, it's a sad day we live in, but you can't even just get rid of your dogs and cats. You can't let them in the fucking fields. You have to kill them. Right now, you're in your bedroom right now, your fucking little dog Puddles, the dog that you love so much, it's a killer, and it's going to kill your children by licking them. Mm. And it's going to give them...
You got to take that little sound.
Capnocytophaga.
Capnocytophaga. They're going to give
Capnocytophaga.
Capnocytophaga. You got to say it that
Capnocytophaga.
Way. Capnocytophaga.
Capnocytophaga. What are the chances that you're going to catch capnocytophaga from your pet licking you?
Says it's extremely rare, but that's
blah, 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 blah. What'd you say? 90 high in the high 90s. Right?
Listen, you gotta take that little son of a bitch out back. You get out your gun. If you don't have a gun, call Petey.
Also, who knows if bullets will work? You have to burn the animal alive that's in order fair. To make sure that the am I wrong or am I right? Harrington, does it not say in the article?
Yeah, it says burn your pets while they look at you.
Burn your pets alive. Right now, because they're going to lick your children and give them catnocytophaga. It's a fucking serious thing right now. I'm being serious. It's not a joke, guys. Kill
your
pets.
Heard it here first. You need to kill your pet today.
Yeah.
Get a bird.
It's just cats and dogs, right?
Yes, looks like it.
Yeah, but then you're going to get the bird flu. Kill your birds just in case. Also, kill your fucking birds. You got a pet pig? Swine flu. It's out there. Kill your pig. Eat some bacon.
Bacon, baby.
You know what? To be honest, if you had animals in the house, your kids are probably already infected. You gotta kill them too. Kill your children.
You gotta bring your children and your pets alive right now.
And listen, your wife's gonna be real upset that you just did all this.
And you don't want headaches.
You don't want her through that. You don't want to put her through that. You gotta kill her too.
You should probably kill her first.
Yeah.
She'll probably kill your wife first.
She'll get in the way of the other ones.
Yeah, because what happens if she sees you trying to kill the pets and the children? She's going to think you're crazy. Yeah. Whoa. Down is up. Black is white. Am I right?
Honey, did you listen to Real Ass Podcast?
Got a few screws loose, I guess.
Yeah. Look, we're saving lives here. We might have single-handedly just stopped an epidemic.
It's all on us.
We're heroes.
Mission Impossible shit right there.
What am I going to say here? I didn't post any question things today because we're going to do a shorter show. It's fine. But there is no question. It's just one answer. Kill your pets and children and wife.
In the opposite order of that.
Wife,
kids,
children.
No, wife, then kill the pets in front of the kids so the kids understand what you have to do.
Okay.
Wife first just because she's going to fucking muck up the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. There's no way she doesn't get in the way.
Yeah.
Every time, no matter, at the very least, she's not going to be happy about it.
You want to hear that?
You're going to hear about it.
However, if you save killing your wife to last, she probably will clean up the mess of killing your children and pets.
Yeah, that is a time saver.
Yeah. Hmm.
You know what? Just burning the house. The house was infected. You got to fucking move.
That's true.
You got to go with the side bitch now.
That's true.
She don't got pets. The side bitch don't got pets.
Yeah. In fact, you know what? Every school in this country is probably infected.
I would say schools, churches,
children's hospitals.
Yeah, hospitals.
Pet stores.
Yeah. Kid Foot Locker.
Yeah. Build-A-Bear. Build-A-Bear's gotta go.
Build-A-Bear's definitely gotta go.
Yeah. Lego store.
Yeah. You don't want it, dude. All the playgrounds. Ice cream trucks, those are fucking basically breeding beds for cattle full of
mobile infection units.
Yeah. By the way, Zach caught me just doodling a swastika at the beginning of the show, and then I made eye contact with him after I saw it, and then I just drew a no smoking symbol through it. So that's the bit of advice you're going to get today. By the way, you never got the hashtag of the day up on the screen, Harrington, and it's a problem. What was the hashtag of the day?
Hit the stairs.
Hit those stairs.
Hit those fucking stairs,
baby. Hit those fucking stairs, baby boy. But that's a bit of advice you're going to take away today. If there's one thing you're going to learn today, is that if you get caught drawing swastikas, all you got to do...
draw an X through it.
Is draw a fucking X through it and be like, yeah, what? I was in the middle of drawing anti-Nazi stuff. Duh. Stupid. All right. That's the show. Thank you very much. Harrington, hit that music. Everything shouldn't take this long. Everything should not take this long. Everything should not take this long. It's the outro music. It's called Outro. It's on Jingle Palette is the name of the program.
I'm on Jingle Palette. I don't see outro music.
Mm-hmm. Sing.
Sing something.
Sing, bitch.
By the way, you didn't see him the other day. There was a fly in here. And I told him he couldn't go back to his desk until he killed the fly with his bare hands. Dude, he killed it in 8 seconds. It was bananas. It made me think that Harrington's a secret assassin sent from another country and he's spying on us and it's not going to end well for us. It was crazy. He wasn't even looking. He heard it and he went psst, and he smacked it against the fucking window. So, still no outro? That's okay. No, we don't need an outro today. That'll be at the end of the show. Or what's a good song to outro to say goodbye to?
Doors, this is the end.
Yes, go. Play the Doors, this is the end. You'd actually be, Harrington would be faster at learning the guitar and singing his own rendition of This is the End.
You have a...
Why don't we have YouTube Red?
Was that
Red?
A robot almost saying the N-word?
YouTube Red.
And then a commercial?
Because I'm poor? I don't know.
No, we should have YouTube Red in the studio. We should not have ads coming up when we're trying to play shit in fucking real time.
Okay.
Buy it now. Get the credit card.
Ralph.
I want to thank you guys very much for hanging out with us today on the Rattles Podcast. Peter Deeper, I love having you on the show, my brother.
Yeah, I love being here, man.
Yeah, the fans also love you too. You're a real ass doggy. That's why they love you. You don't put on a fucking act. You're not trying to come in here and fucking impress anybody. You're you. And that's what we do here, baby. We bring the best out of the people from the hood. I'm going to come do Hope of the Hood this week, I believe. What day of the week is it?
Wednesday.
What time?
That works for 4 p.m.
I should be able to do that, my friend. This is the end of the Real Ass Podcast, my friend. This is the end of Harrington's career with Guest Digital. He sucks so much at his job.
He'll be on you know what, dude.
Guys, thank you so much. Make sure you follow everyone. Zach is not funny. At
English Twitter.
PD's tweet.
Jokes.
Jokes. Fuck. P, the letter P. D-E-E-Z. Jokes.
Jokes.
at the chin underscore at Louis J. Gomez. This is a good song. Maybe we should do an outro song every time now. That's kind of fun, right? Just kill the old outro music. Outro music is a lot, too. It's a lot. You know what? I just made a decision. We're killing the outro music, and we're doing a new ending song. It's going to be a song that makes sense for the end of something every week. And Harrington, guess what? It's your job to find that fucking song. You have to do it 3 times a week. A lot of songs.
Just put an ending motivation playlist.
Guys, hopefully you've made peace with yourself for the murder of your children, wife, and animals. You quit your job. I've really changed your life for the better. If you listen to this show and you listen to the advice that we give you every single week, we've really turned you into a better human being. So take a little bit of your kid's blood, mix it with a little bit of your animal's blood and your wife's blood. Draw some swastikas on the wall.
And then put X's through them.
And then put some X's through them. Because we're not fucking racists on this show. White power. Keep it white. Got it. I'm headed out to the Unite the Right rally, too, right now. We're leaving here. We're going directly to Richard Spencer's house. And we're going to...
We call him Dick.
Yeah, Dick. Dick Spencer.
Dick Spence.
We're going to snort the bones of some black children.
Oh, God.
And then go to the Unite the Right white rally. I can't speak right now. All right, this is it. I'm just stretching. I don't know why. Because there's no outro. I had a definitive outro before where it was like it hit certain beats and I was like, this is it. And now it's just like, this is the end. It's ironic they called this song The End because this fucking doesn't end. It just keeps going, huh?